I am very glad to be here. Wind, waves, and sun. Let's take a moment to pray. I need to pray. So dependent upon the Lord. Father, one thing we know right away is this event does not happen by itself. By your design, you have servants that love you, that desire to see lives change for Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I pray all of us right now, I'm praying right now, loved ones here, but I pray you would agree with me right now that for the Church on the Beach team as we kick off this summer, Bill, Diane, Neil, Mary, and the whole team, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you would encourage them with a supernatural encouragement. You will protect them. You will give them joy. You will cause them to be used in amazing ways as they seek with humility and sincerity to see the gospel go forward. May it be so. We agree, I pray together. Just imagine all the agreement right now in the spiritual world, the hundreds of people here right now, that will make a difference. And so we do this, Lord. And now we turn and we just understand how blessed we are. Lord, I'm so blessed to open the word right now among these people. Who am I to do that? God, thank you for the grace with the ability to do anything at all, let alone this right now. What a joy, what a treasure, what a privilege, what an honor. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, it was about this time last year that I found myself up north and I was riding my bike. I ride a road bike, not very well, but I do it sometimes. And I found myself in a provincial park riding my bike in the early morning. It was like the sun was just rising. It was me, the Lord, and some squirrels, right? And so I'm riding through this forest. There's no cottages. There's no houses. It's just me, nature, and the Lord. And I'm riding through this forest in the early morning. There's no wind like this. My life, and then all of a sudden, you desire not to serve self, you desire to serve others. You want to be a better friend? Abide. You want to be a better employee? Abide. You want to see the Lord work in your life? All of life begins right here, especially this, the relationship which saves you from all sin and allows you to enter into eternal life once and for all. I speak right now to those who are not in relationship with Jesus Christ, and you got to hear how much he loves you. The God of the universe reaches down right now, and he says this to you. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever abides in me, believes in me, loves me, trusts me, receives the forgiveness of your sins because I died for you, Jesus says. Whoever abides in me, whoever places their faith and trust in me again in this way, he says, you will bear fruit. And that means then you're alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means that you will never die. That means that you are secure in heaven. Jesus says, all that the Father gives me, I will never lose one. None will be cast out. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Again, life in him. That's where life is to be lived. I just reach out to you today where you are. And could it be that you're here right now in this beautiful setting at this time to hear this message of love and of grace? Again, not about what you've done or how much you think you need to do or what kind of person you need to be. No. Abide in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and all of life begins there, and all of life is lived through there. For the believers here today, last thought. Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches, and through the branches I bear fruit. Hear what Jesus says here? So we depend on him, but listen, in another sense, the Lord depends on us. See, what do you mean? By God's design, the fruit of God comes through his church. By God's sovereign design, he has chosen to set up his church that all his fruit will come through his people. God has designed it that we are responsible to proclaiming the gospel and bearing his fruit through our lives. It's all God, but he wants to use us. In fact, not only wants to use us, he's designed it so he must use us. Hear the opportunity right now today. All of us alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are branches that are designed and called to bear fruit for Jesus Christ. That is awesome. It's not just pastor boy up here. It's not just some elder leader guy. Every person alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I are called together in unity in Christ to see awesome, wonderful, supernatural, life-changing fruit from our lives. And that is pretty encouraging. Amen, people? Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray right now. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this truth. Jesus, thank you for this truth. Holy Spirit of God, thank you that you led John to write down these words. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And I pray there's anyone here right now, and you have been searching for life. You have been not fulfilled. In fact, some might even be here miserable, dissatisfied, upset. The world is not cutting it again. That was my testimony for 22 years. So fed up with self, Jesus says, I am life. Jesus says, I am truth. Jesus says, I am the vine. You place your faith in him and life begins to flow. See, Jesus Christ, I trust you for the forgiveness of my sins. Jesus Christ, I place my faith in you that you have died for me and raised from the dead, that death is defeated forever. In all the faith you have right now before the Lord Jesus, save me and cause me to become alive. And I desire and can't wait to see what life looks like in you. Yes, Lord, would you do it? Would you change lives even now, even here today? What a privilege and a joy and a blessing it is, as we said, and we say it again. We do not take this time for granted. We pray in Jesus' name. If you agree, you can say amen.